Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 484. We're going to cover how they're tokenizing everything, every asset, this Beast system. Will there be any rights or will it just be privileges? Smoke and mirrors Beast system is what they're building, my friends. We're going to talk false prophet and false flag. Bit of a deep one, as I like to say. Now, the first story I want to cover, I did a podcast of decoding the Economist magazine of 2026. And this seems to be quite on point, the script. And again, if you are not aware, the Economist magazine is owned by the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds are reportedly the owners of many of the central banks around the world. But this is what I found interesting. And I did not cover this during the podcast. Check out the missiles going out of the shipping container. So will this be the false flag missile that hits the United States, destroys the shipping lane, brings on the SEALs? Satan has but a short time. Many people are watching this video on a couple of my platforms. They're going back to it. Expect false flag missile attacks. They need to get the youth to want to fight Iran in this script, to fight China. All right, Elon Musk, if you follow our ministry, I've done 678 podcast, is Elon Musk the false prophet? The first one was 378. I think the second one was 379. Check out that series. I go into Bible scripture. The false prophet will bring on the mark of the beast, lying signs and wonders, bring fire down from heaven. And I share how Elon has all of these capabilities. But this has gone viral. It's a little bit older, but I just thought it was interesting. You need to think about this. As AI takes 50 to 80% of the jobs, according to different experts, and this is Wicked from Fortune magazine, a Microsoft AI chief executive officer gives it 18 months for all white-collar work to be automated by AI. That's like 175,000 Microsoft employees. What? That's how desperate this is going to get. 10% of the workforce in the United States has jobs in either warehouses or transportation, prime for automation. That's why they're pushing universal basic income. And Elon Musk has said, and I always say this, if you can't beat AI, join it. Brain-computer interface. But check this out. This is nothing short of lying signs and wonders. It's nothing new, but it's a new video that he is promoting this nonsense. This is superpowers because you have to remember, let's say you know somebody that's blind. Let's say you're blind. Let's say you're paralyzed. You hook up to this technology. Elon has said it can read your mind. So that's thought police, and it can write to your mind. It's going to turn you into a mind-controlled slave. No, thank you. I'd rather have my mind and my soul intact. Let's play this.
You know, I think some kind of brain machine interface that can give you cybernetic superpowers, I think is probably good. It could, you know, help people that have brain or spine injuries, you know, restore, enable people who've never spoken for years to speak again, which we've done. Give people eyesight who have lost both eyes or the optic nerve, or maybe have never even seen at all, blind from birth, by direct interface to the optical centers in the brain. You can actually restore eyesight or give people eyesight that they've never had before. And you can enable people to walk again, which I think is profound. I mean, these are kind of Jesus-level things, you know, like... let's say, like, when technologies are hitting, like, Jesus-level miracles, you know, like, that's pretty good.
His religion is scientism. And I'll play another video as well of the Luciferian connection. All right, artificial intelligence, the backbone are these AI data centers, right? The last podcast, we actually did an interview with a guy running for governor of Florida who helped stop it with other locals. Check that out. You can actually step up. But I find this interesting because Larry Fink, who's the CEO of BlackRock, involved in the World Economic Forum, right, with State Street and Vanguard, they run it all. He's worried about drones attacking data centers. And at 20% unemployment, people riot. That's the historical fact. Look up the Luddite riots in the early 1800s, the French Revolution. And you need to think about this from that white collar perspective, up to 50% of the jobs, maybe even 80%. And then blue collar is going to get taken out as well with automation that's been happening for years. But think about how 16.1 million people in the United States, 10% are involved in transportation and warehousing sectors, primed to be taken out. And I think the last to go will be the trades when Elon Musk kicks out his robots. Have a robot come and fix your plumbing. We're dealing with evil, and they know it. That's why they're pushing the universal basic income with probably central bank digital currencies or stable coins, which are central bank digital currencies light. That's why they're building the surveillance state. And that is why they launched NSPM 7 under the Trump administration, because we're all going to be considered domestic terrorists, because when people get desperate, they do desperate things. He is worried about drones hurting these billion-dollar data centers as they suck all the water, as they create heat zones, as they heat the land, as they poison the water, as they suck all the energy, as they surveil on you with Palantir creep, and again, NSPM 7 and Trump's cybersecurity strategy, all of it, all the cameras everywhere, ID 2020. What a great time to be alive, my friends. So they know what's coming. They know what's coming.
Now, because of drone warfare, we have to relook at all forms of security and the need for rebuilding the GCC region, to rebuild it to so that it's going to be in a position where it's not going to be obstructed by drone warfare. So a lot of many more things are going to have to be underground. But even here in the United States, if we're going to be building, let's say, these 1 gigawatt data centers, how do we make sure we're not protecting those $50 billion, $75 billion investments? We have to relook at everything because of the role of drone warfare. Right now, we're looking at it internationally, but you know, one of my concerns is, could it be a domestic terrorism using a $3,000 drone? So all of these things are actually opportunities, not problems. It's going to require, as we said, trillions of dollars of capital. Governments cannot build these out alone. They don't have the wherewithal. And two, their deficits are started mounting. And we spend too little time talking about the U.S. deficits and other countries' deficits. So this is going to be the role of private sector.
We're dealing with some sick, sick people. This beast system that's coming, it is beyond demonic. And they're worried, my friends. You need to think about this. Hezbollah, for some reason, it's on my social media feed of Hezbollah drones that are hooked up to a wire so they can't be jammed, really just decimating Israelis' ground forces. At least they did it the short term during the initial war and hitting them hard. Israel had to backtrack, according to some of these videos. Now, I'm not sure where it stands now. But all this plays into Nita Farahany in her presentations at the World Economic Forum. We can't keep our eye off of the mind hack objective that we've been covering about for 4 years, this brain-computer interface. That is the big prize. A lot of the other stuff is to consolidate, to make us desperate, to bring on the SEALs. Satan has but a short time in the book of Revelation for his wrath. His wrath. He wants to be all-knowing like God. And you need to think about this. The NSPM 7 basically states that they can spy on you for domestic terrorism, just what Larry Fink talked about, domestic terrorists. So domestic terrorists, you don't want to be spied on. You want your constitutional rights. That's where this whole thing's going, my friends, because ultimately, as Elon said, can't be AI, join it. They want this transhumanism agenda. They're trying to make humans look ugly with their fashion and Hollywood and perversion. So you hook up to Meta, you hook up to artificial intelligence, and you do as you wilt. Let's play this.
Artificial intelligence has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways that we never before thought possible. After all, what you think, what you feel, It's all just data. Data that in large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence. We're not talking about...
You need to think about that. I wrote this down. What you think is just data. So are you worshiping the image of the beast? What do you think about the Antichrist? What do you think about the false prophet? What do you think about the 10 kings? Where did you get your food? Why aren't you using the Mark of the Beast system to pay for said goods? You see where this is going? Noahide laws. You cannot worship Jesus Christ. You worship Jesus Christ off of your head.
Implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain. Earbuds, headphones, tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear. We can pick up emotional states like, are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces.
With these Fitbits, it reminds me of RFK Jr. saying, everybody needs a wearable for healthcare. Come on. And what does the nanotech that went across the blood-brain barrier from the as days of Noah Devil Juice when 6G is launched, how does that fit this technology? 6G basically can boil water, my understanding. It blankets everything. It's like radar. Versus 5G pinpoints and hits your said device like a cell phone. You see where this is going? You see how she's pushing this nonsense? You can see your PIN number to your bank account. Oh, so your bank account's not going to be secure to brain hackers.
That you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account. Meta acquired this company, Control Labs, in 2019 because major tech companies are investing in helping to make these devices universally applicable as the way in which we interact with the rest of our technology. In fact, the coming future, and I mean near-term future, is these devices being the primary way in which we interact with all of the rest of our technology. Rather than a mouse or a keyboard, you can simply swipe with your mind. While we can't literally...
I don't find a mouse to be cumbersome, so I want to swipe with my mind now? They're turning you into the cell phone by 2030. They're priming you. And she is pushing this technology. You honestly think you're going to trust these big tech companies that got their foundation in DARPA? Come on. Either she's naive or she's pushing this nonsense.
Decode complex thought just yet. There's a lot that we can already decode that's quite relevant for the workplace environment. In more than 5,000 companies across the world, employees are already having their brainwave activity monitored to test for their fatigue levels. Whether it's the Beijing, Shanghai.
This reminds me of the 2026 Cars, the video we played where that young lady was a little shorter, kind of sunk down, and the car stopped. The gasoline stopped, and she almost was hit in the back of the car because the system couldn't see her eyes. And then after she turned in her car, she got a message, can I send your driving data to a third party? Surveillance state 1984 on steroids. Nonsense.
High line, where train conductors are required to wear hats that have sensors that pick up their brain activity, or mining companies throughout the world. Employees are already having their brain activity monitored, and it very well may be something that we want to embrace as a society. Done poorly, it could become the most oppressive technology we've ever introduced in a wide scale across society. We still have the chance to make it right.
No, you don't. Not if DARPA's behind it. And here she is, again, this brain hack technology. But it reminds me of men shall seek death and not find it. Again, gone too far. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior, these are some of the things in the technology that they have.
Interestingly, not just from neuroscience, but also from psychology, there's a wonderful researcher by the name of Elizabeth Loftus, who's done some really fascinating work looking at planting false memories. She has a great TED talk on this as well, talking about planting of false memories, where she successfully, in a number of experiments, has planted false memories, including people believing that they've been at Disney World with characters who are not Disney characters, taking photographs with those characters, or that they've seen a stop sign sign that wasn't actually there simply by manipulating images and stories that she tells to them, and then they come back into the lab and they are convicted in their belief. And so there's some really interesting research that we can plant false memories in the brain. And in a different context, one of the emerging areas that's really interesting in law neuroscience is pain detection. And once we understand the circuitries that cause pain, I guess the question is, could we then instill pain and use that in many coercive measures in the legal system as well? So.
Wow, that's amazing.
I don't even know what she's talking about, but it's dark. It's dark. What is she talking about? Men shall seek death and not find it.
That's why we want to be able to find better ways to monitor whether somebody is paying attention or they're doing something different. The newest way to monitor attention is through a device like this one. These are ear pods that are launching later this year. These ear pods, much like the video you watched earlier, are ear pods that can pick up brainwave activity and tell whether or not a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering. Okay, well, you might think, fine, but even if we can tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, you can't tell what they're paying attention to. You would be wrong. It turns out that you can not only tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, but you can discriminate between the kinds of things that they're paying attention to. Whether they're doing something like central tasks, like programming, peripheral tasks, like writing documentation, or unrelated tasks, like surfing social media or online browsing. When you combine brainwave activity together with other forms of software and surveillance technology, the power becomes quite precise.
This is a nightmare. All right, I was going to play this video where Technocracy News covers an article, an assessment of the accelerating timeline for you will own nothing and like it. It's a very, very deep article about technocracy and the tokenization of everything. But I highly suggest you go and check that article out. It's under a paywall. You can't read it, but you can listen to it. And really the highlights of this is sustainable development, digital ID, tokenization, AI, and centralized control mechanism are converging to redefine ownership from sovereign property rights to into limited access rights. And they have related recent articles on the same site discuss tokenization, digital cars, and other elements of this shift. He goes through like a five-part process of how the tokenization and stripping your rights off of this system, this overlay. And it's deep. It's a deep, deep article. I think he misses the timeline of a war script or other variables that could accelerate the timeline and make us so desperate. But it's really, really well written. It's a bit complicated. It's a bit academic in nature. And part of that just reminds me of sister stories that kind of fit this tokenization of everything. They need to take baby steps. Ukraine aims to liquidate family farms from LLC. They need to get these family farms in an LLC to eventually tokenization. So Ukraine aims to liquidate family farms. The government is pushing an amendment to the civil code that eliminates family farm, why? As a legal entity, forcing farmers to re-register as sole proprietorship or a full LLC, or go to the black market. Experts are warning this causes all sorts of headaches for traditional farms, including inheritance issues, and fuels the consolidation of independent small-scale farm production into large corporate hands. The technocratic takeover of food proceeds around the world. This is deed theft when you get into the tokenization from that previous article. Republican Lauren Boebert claims secret government UFO files reveal demonic entities known as Nephilim from the Old Testament. I just thought this was interesting. The Daily Beast says Lauren Boebert makes bizarre biblical claim about aliens. It's not bizarre. It's spot on. Demons. Nephilim. Fallen angels. More spiritual and demonic, she said. These aliens threw a little bit of a curveball into the agenda. But 2 Peter, verses 3 through 7, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they will willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And this reminds me of the parable of the wheat and the tares, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. It's about the parable of the wheat and the tares. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire first, so shall it be the end of the world. Tares are burned first, my friends. Wheat is put in the barn. That's the end of the world. That's it. Post-trib rapture. Check out some of my Bible studies on that. But God bless. Great time to be alive. Be wise. Be wise. God bless. Please share this old school. Thanks for your support. Take care.
Oui, les célébrités sont sataniques, mais il ne faut pas mettre à l'écart des personnalités comme Elon Musk, qui a un baphomet en photo de profil. Parce qu'au final, le satanisme, c'est l'aspect religieux du transhumanisme, qui vise à fusionner l'homme avec la machine, pour nous contrôler entièrement. Vous pensez qu'Elon est un génie, qui va faire de vous des super-humains ? Non, non, vous allez devenir des sous-humains, parce que son projet vise à vous déshumaniser, en faisant passer ça pour du progrès technologique. Donc vous n'allez pas vivre sur Mars, et il n'y a aucune voiture dans l'espace. En revanche, il va bien vous enfoncer une puce dans le crâne.
A chip in your brain to control your mind. Yeah.
Jetez un œil à sa mère et vous comprendrez leur intention. Vous allez finir sur un disque dur, comme nous dit sa copine Grimes dans les paroles de ses chansons. La simulation est l'avenir. Bébé, branche-toi, télécharge ton esprit. Vous faire capituler, prêter allégeance, l'IA règnera. Bref, soumettez-vous à l'intelligence artificielle.